You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Hotel workers face high rates of sexual assault and harassment on the job. More than half of women working as hotel staff in Oakland say a guest has flashed them or opened the door naked. That's according to a survey from a local hotel workers union. Now, some workers are backing a simple technology to help protect them. Oakland's Measure Z would provide hotel staff with emergency devices they can push to alert security when they're in danger. They're called panic buttons. But opponents say another part of the measure, a wage hike for hotel workers, could keep hotels out of Oakland. KALW's Holly J. McDeed and Kristen McCandless explain.
It's almost noon, and Blanca Smith has just wrapped up a shift at the Hilton Hotel by the Oakland Airport. She works at the buffet and in room service, delivering meals to guests. She started working at 4 a.m., but weirdly, back at her home in San Leandro, she says she's not tired at all.
Oh, no me siento muy relajada cuando llego. Llego vestando todo, quitándome el uniforme, lo que quiero saber, Dios mío, quiero.
She says she's excited to take her uniform off and just relax.
Even after the night shift hustle, the first thing Blanca wants to do when she gets home is make lunch for her 41-year-old daughter.
Pues hacerle algo a esta niña de comer. La niña, pues nomás tengo esa. Va a tener 100 y va a seguir siendo mi niña.
She says her daughter will always be her little girl, even when she's 100 years old.
Blanca's 63. She started working at the Hilton after she moved to California from Mexico 22 years ago. Part of her job is to bring food and alcohol to guest rooms. After all these years, the guests still make her feel nervous. When they open the door, she never knows what she'll find.
Con los guests ahí pasa de que no salen desvestidos, que no salen bañados sin abriéndose la bata.
She says the guests have opened the door naked or with their robes open.
A few weeks ago, Blanca says she walked into a man massaging a woman's back in the hotel room. The man turned to Blanca and asked her to join him.
Le dice, ¿no quieres hacerlo tú? Y le besaba con la lengua de arriba abajo.
The man told her, don't you want to do it too? Start with your tongue, from top to bottom. Come on, give her a massage.
Another man in the room kept trying to touch her. She pushed him away and ran off.
Porque todo esto, yo pensaba, ay, a mí no me importa. Yo pensaba que no me importaba a mí todo. Porque lo hablo y lo hablo y lo hablo.
Blanca says incidents like these make her wonder if she's at fault, if she puts herself into these situations. But in the end, she tells herself, no, she's just here to work.
If she had a panic button in that moment, she says she would have pressed it. Now Blanca is hoping an Oakland ballot measure will get her one. Measure Z would provide panic buttons to the city's hotel staff, who work alone in guest rooms or bathrooms.
Por eso estamos aquí. A mí esto me da mucho dolor, y a veces ya no lo quiero seguir haciendo, pero lo hago.
Blanca says it's painful for her to keep working this job, but that's why she's speaking out.
The measure would also raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour for staff at hotels with more than 50 rooms. Blanca says the most important part of the measure for her is protection from sexual harassment.
The measure doesn't say exactly what the panic buttons would look like. But in other cities that use them, they look like the alarm on your car keys, the kind people use to scare away burglars. But these devices can alert security without making a noise.
Rachel Gumpert is a spokesperson for Unite Here, a hotel and hospitality workers union. She says issues like low wages and harassment are connected.
But it's often women of color who are in a position of being more marginalized than the wealthy guests who come and stay in the hotels. And you also have a training culture in place where the hotel workers are taught to be extremely deferential to these men.
The effort to change that culture kicked off years before the Me Too movement. Panic buttons were first required in hotels in New York City in 2013. That was shortly after a hotel maid in the city accused the former head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, of attempted rape. Here's the hotel maid, Nafisatou Diallo, on ABC News.
He pushed me like this to the floor. I cannot move. I cannot move. I try.
Now other cities require panic buttons, including Seattle, Chicago, and Sacramento.
But a statewide panic button bill in California just failed. John Caldwell with the California Hotel and Lodging Association spoke out against the bill during a hearing earlier this year.
If this bill was just a mandate to have panic buttons for hotels, we'd be okay with it.
The bill required each city to come up with its own anti-harassment standards for hotels. Caldwell said that would create a costly patchwork of rules.
We passed this bill, and every hotel, every lodging establishment, every motel, every bed and breakfast in the entire state goes out and spends millions of dollars for these panic buttons. And then a couple weeks later, or a couple months later, a local city passes an ordinance that's different. And then another city over here passes one that's different. So there's no predictability at all.
Even though the statewide measure failed, cities like Oakland are taking the issue to voters locally.
Mark Everton is the CEO of Visit Oakland, a tourism and marketing arm for the city. He says Oakland's Measure Z would make it hard for hotels to open up. Fewer hotels, Everton says, means less tax revenue and fewer jobs.
You're really kind of cutting off your nose to spite your face in that you're generating some benefits on one side, but you're generating or you're losing an opportunity, a great opportunity on the other side, which is the additional tax revenue.
He says because of high operating costs in Oakland, it's already difficult for hotels to set up shop in the city. But he says there's a need for hotels as the city's tourism industry booms.
We have a limited number of hotel rooms, and so there's a need for us to build more hotel rooms. And we feel that Measure Z will have a very detrimental effect on the decision by developers to develop hotels in Oakland.
Everton also says the measure puts non-union hotels at a disadvantage. It says workers in unions can negotiate with hotels and opt out of the minimum wage requirement.
And our concern going back to Measure Z is Measure Z is not a level playing field. It's not equitable across the board. We think it's unfair that the four largest hotels that are represented by the union currently aren't held to the same standard that all of the non-union hotels are.
But hotel worker Blanca Smith believes Measure Z will benefit everyone. On a recent afternoon, she marched outside the Marriott in downtown Oakland. She doesn't even work here. She's a union rep at the Hilton, and she joined this picket line in solidarity.
Blanca says the wage increase offered in Measure Z would help her. But what she really wants is to be heard. She says that in the past, hotel managers have told her to just shut her eyes when guests flash her.
Para que se respete, entonces para que nos protejan también a nosotros, porque lo que yo les dije cuando yo empecé con.
They will have to respect and protect us, she says. The most important thing is that they believe us, because right now they don't believe us.
Yo me lo imagino, yo pienso, yo les digo, yo pienso retirarme joven, yo. Pero eso es para ustedes.
Blanca says she wants to retire young. But she wants to leave her job knowing that women who enter the industry feel safe. She says she wants this to be her legacy.
Labor groups have spent over $500,000 to support the measure. Opposition groups haven't spent a dime. Voters will decide on Measure Z in next Tuesday's election. In Oakland, I'm Kristen McCandless.
And I'm Holly J. McDeed for Cross Currents.
You can find that story and all our election coverage, including two-minute pieces about all state and many local ballot measures, all at klw.org.